USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are moving ahead on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to a seat on the Supreme Court. North Carolina's Tom Tillis.
What I can tell you is he's got one vote in me. You need to talk to the other members to see where they are.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he thinks Republicans have enough votes, but Democrats want to wait. Delaware Senator Chris Coons.
What we should do here is pause for a week and investigate these allegations.
Allegations of sexual misconduct against Kavanaugh were aired in a 9-hour Judiciary Committee hearing.
I have never done this to her or to anyone.
Christine Blasey Ford said the opposite.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
But partisan lines have been drawn. Democrats want the FBI to investigate Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The jury is undecided in the case of a former Dallas area police officer who's accused of shooting an unarmed black man last year.
The court is going to declare a mistrial in this case based on your inability to reach a decision.
The judge in the trial for Derek Wiley dismissed the jury after it deliberated for 2 days. Wiley's accused of shooting Lindo Jones in 2017. He testified that he thought Jones was burglarizing a truck, but the truck actually belonged to Jones. At the UN General Assembly, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern highlighted gender gaps in pay and domestic violence as continuing problems in her country and around the globe. She called for the world to recommit ourselves to gender equality. 2 days ago, Jacinda became the first person to bring her brand new baby daughter, Neve Ardern Gayford, to the United Nations. Neve even had her very own baby name tag. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The International Space Station gets a visit from the White Stork. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
White Stork is the name of the Japanese cargo spaceship that arrived at the International Space Station Thursday morning, 5 days after it lifted off from Japan. It's the seventh Japanese shipment and the first in 2 years to the space station. Commander Andrew Feustel, using a robot arm to capture the White Stork, which holds over 5 tons of supplies, in this case, new batteries for the station's solar power grid among them. Spacewalking astronauts will help install those batteries in October. Later than planned because of launch delays caused by bad weather and rocket issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to a new study, people who limit children's recreational screen use has been linked to improved cognition. John Clements has the story.
Details of the study of 4,500 U.S. children is published in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal. It found 8 to 11-year-olds who use screens for fun for less than 2 hours a day perform better when tested on their mental ability. Researcher Dr. Jeremy Walsh.
Regardless of content, keeping our screen time to less than 2 hours per day might be beneficial for cognitive health, and this should really be looked at more closely by clinicians and by parents.
They also recommended children get 9 to 11 hours of sleep a night. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.